The Shields Etheridge Heritage Farm is an outdoor agricultural museum that functions as an educational and interpretive center in Northeast Georgia. The farm is listed on the National Register of Historic Places and is unique for its collection of over 20 intact historic buildings in their original location. The story of the Shields Etheridge Farm begins at the close of the 18th century, a few years after the area was ceded by the native population and open to American settlement. In 1798, Joseph Shields and his son Patrick, recent arrivals from Virginia, purchased adjacent tracts of land in Jackson County. In order to clear the land for farming, a great deal of labor was required. This encouraged settlers to have large extended families and to acquire an enslaved workforce. By 1820, James Shields had succeeded his father and older brother as head of the family. In the census that year, he reported a household that included his wife, mother, four children, three of his brother's children, and seven enslaved workers. When James died in 1863, the farm was divided between his sons, William and Joseph Robert. Each one constructed a new farmstead. According to family tradition, Joseph Robert's home was paid for with the sale of two bales of cotton during a period of high prices at the close of the Civil War. Today, this plantation plain house is still the home of Joseph Robert's descendants. After the death of his wife in 1896, Joseph Robert invited Susan Ella, his youngest daughter, and her husband Ira Etheridge to come live with him. He promised them rations for 1 year, free use of his land, and inheritance of the home place, plus 114 acres upon his death. Ira's arrival brought fresh energy and new entrepreneurial spirit to the farm throughout the early years of the 20th century. Ira tried to keep up with scientific advances in agriculture, and he was enthusiastic about new machinery and technology. He also liked to buy the latest model of automobile, and in 1916, he installed his own telephone line into Jefferson.